So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince. Here we go.
All right.
This is it. Yeah.
Okay.
Get down to business.
Let's stop fooling around. Right. Seriously.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What's on the agenda?
Someone's parked in my space here at the studio.
Shoot. Who is it? You want to, like, egg his car?
No, I don't really care. I don't park there anymore.
Oh, okay. Where do you park?
I park, like, around the corner.
Oh, well then, what's the big deal?
Nothing.
All right, what's next on the agenda?
How come you don't like Inception?
It's good. I liked it.
Okay.
Okay, next.
I'm thinking about getting that, burr, as my text message right now.
Oh, God. Well, you need both of them, right? Burr, burr.
Oh, there's the one that's just like, burr.
I mean, is that the sound you want alerting you that you have a text message?
I think it might be.
Well, what's the pros?
It's, like, stuff that's not poetry, but...
Okay.
That's not important right now.
And don't call me Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, careful. Jeez.
At least I didn't try to eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, good thing. That's good. Yeah. So I liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think it was great for getting into it, you know?
Yeah, well, why didn't you think it was great?
I mean, it's not an original argument that I'm going to say, but, like, you know...
What, the kids were the same age?
What?
No, okay, go on.
What age should they have been?
Never mind, go on.
Same age as who?
Never mind. Go on.
Of course they're the same age.
What's the argument?
The argument is that if you're going to make a movie that takes place in dreams... Don't make it just like real life, except for you mess with the gravity a little bit, right?
No, but that's the whole point. If it's too strange, then there's no more, like, suspension of disbelief.
You can make it stranger than it was. It doesn't have to be, like, totally strange. When you have a dream, it's kind of like real life. But
that's the thing, though. By making it so much like real life, it made it so hard to tell what in the movie was a dream and what was not.
And that's the point?
That's why it's confusing. Like, at the end, was that a dream or not?
I mean, that's not confusing.
At the beginning, was it a dream or not? We have no way of knowing.
Well, it was, right?
No, I mean, like, the whole thing could have been a dream. Was it a dream? I don't know.
Well, right. I mean, I don't even see... How is that interesting, though? That, like... I mean, first of all, obviously the end was going to be, oh, was it a dream or not? Right? I mean,
yeah.
There was another way that could have ended.
Yeah, right.
But, like, what does that mean to me? So it was all a dream.
Okay, well, if it was all a dream, then his wife...
Was right.
When she killed herself, woke up to the, you know...
What if that wasn't the real world either?
Well, either way...
Is there a real world?
If it was all a dream, then he needs to stop fucking around and kill himself.
Right. But, so... I don't know. I mean... I guess it doesn't have to have, like, a point or something. But
I mean, there's lots of points.
I just didn't...
One of the points is that making dreams is like making movies.
How do you do it? What's it like?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, first you need...
Birds.
No. First you need Leonardo DiCaprio. He's the director. Okay.
Okay.
And then you get...
He's the extractor.
Yeah, the extract director. And you get...
He's directly extracting.
And you get Juno.
Juno. Yeah,
yeah, she's the writer.
She's the pregnant one.
She's the writer. She writes the script.
Okay.
Alright.
And then also you get architects the script.
Right. You get Arthur.
Arthur.
Right? Isn't that his name? Arthur?
Yeah, Arthur. Yeah. Joey Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, Arthur.
Yeah.
So he's the producer.
He's the producer.
Right? He like does all the background research and finds the places.
Yeah.
Right? And then you need a forger. He's the actor.
Okay.
And
okay.
He's you know.
Are you calling all actors forgers?
No, I'm just saying he's really eccentric and, you know, likable, and he uses one of those little vanity mirrors like actors use. He's really concerned about his appearance and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then.
And his performance.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. His performance, yeah. And then who else do you need?
You need the mark, the groomer.
Well, no, you need a movie studio.
Right.
And that's Saito. Saito.
Saito.
Yeah.
And then you need someone to erase your crimes from the record.
Right.
Especially
yeah.
if you're Roman Polanski.
And you also need somebody then you need the mark, the dreamer, the audience.
The audience.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you're trying to make that person, experience some emotion from an experience that isn't real. A shared experience.
A mass hallucination.
Right. So, a movie.
So, I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But, like, go ahead. Now what?
And it's, like, so hard to make a movie, because, you know, if you make it too strange, then the people will just not be able to suspend their disbelief, and they'll be like, well, this is bullshit. Apparently that happened to you.
No, the opposite happened to me.
Oh.
My belief was not, my disbelief was too suspended.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it was, like, expelled. Okay, but what's the point?
What's the point of what?
So it's like a dream, making a movie, so.
Yeah, well, isn't that interesting?
It's interesting.
Did you know that he's wearing his wedding ring in the dreams, but not in real life?
Leonardo DiCaprio isn't actually married.
No, he's married to mom.
No, you mean, you mean,
But she's dead.
She's dead.
Right, but in the dreams, she's wearing a wedding ring.
Okay.
But he makes it really hard to see the ring.
Okay.
And then...
Is this the kind of thing you only catch on, like, a third viewing?
Yeah, I didn't even catch it. I also, apparently, remember when they kidnap Fisher, and then they're like, you have 1 hour to tell us the code.
Yeah.
Exactly 1 hour later in the movie is when he's like, I have to break up my company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that on purpose?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, he's definitely good at making and writing and constructing movies and plots. But it just seems like... I mean, maybe I don't... You know, maybe there doesn't have to be anything more. And like I said, I still liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
But, you know... I mean, that's fine. That was it. That was good. Yeah, it's good. That's all it was.
Whatever. It was good.
Yeah. But it wasn't great.
No. It was great.
It's great at being good.
Yeah. What?
Pay attention. Stop dreaming.
Hey, you know when Mariah said she was moving out?
Tuesday.
No, I think it was...
I mean, she's better get out soon.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, I need that room.
I think she might not be gone yet.
I mean, she'll always be here in our hearts.
I think she said the day she was moving out...
was.
It was like the 20-something.
Okay. Like that show.
What show?
20-something.
It's not a show.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Like that show. Well, so, okay. Alright. So what's next on the agenda? Moving right along.
Students will be able to... Cookies for everyone.
That's the... What was those called? It wasn't
objective.
Just... Objective? Was that what it was?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was like a word like that.
Yeah, the objective. Okay. Students will be able to...
Cookies for everyone.
Yeah.
Did that ever happen?
Look for some.
People just always assumed I was going to bring them.
No.
But, like, obviously that wasn't the point of me writing it up there. Right?
Yeah. Cookies for everyone.
Alright, I'm leaving the room. Ben's in charge.
Wait, when did that happen?
That's Mr. Rogers. But he never met me. He always met Ben Lee.
Oh, he's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I
know. Not anymore.
Yeah. That's still pretty weird, I guess. Yeah. Okay. So, cookies for everyone.
All right.
Let's LMTSH.
Yeah, okay. So what's next on the agenda?
Yeah, let's see. Let's consult our notes here. Russell. Oh, that's an actual... Okay. I think mine was more convincing. let me see that. Alright, 310. Jump. Jerk. Jump and jerk.
Okay, no.
Alright, good. Motion table.
Alright, let's go break.
Okay.
Feel bad for this lamp. That is because you're crazy. It has no feelings, and the new one is much better.
Only I can get away with something like this. Y'all know my name. I'm an uptown boy with soul flavor. The beat is D minor, but I'm also major. I do my own thing, so I owe no favors. Can't do it now. In the sauce, but it's gravy, so boy, get lost. Nah, I ain't cocky, I'm just stating the obvious. H.O. the boss, and I'm making his pockets rich. Hate it or not, I am great, and I'm about to get greater. Hit the major like I play with Stojakovic. I keep it real, and my ladies do the same. High class chicks that be crazy in the brain. Style so mean, swag is vicious. Smile OD, ass delicious. Stay getting money, no need for eBay. My heart is all the world, but I'm loving B.
Girls out in Harlem, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. See, I had an old fling with a girl out in Queens, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. The Bronx is live, that's where my mom resides, but they ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl. They ain't sure ain't nothing like a Brooklyn girl.
Back.
Okay, alright. We accomplished a lot.
Gay?
No, what?
Gay, so gay. Oh my god, gay. Oh, penis. Two penises. So gay. So gay.
It's pretty accurate, I guess. If you don't shut up, I'm taking the other one. Mega gay.
What was that from?
That's like a film.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Do we have to use my glass eye? Or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Mega gay.
Anyway, alright, well, I lost the agenda, so I don't know what we're gonna do. About that.
Oh my god. Let's talk about golf.
Alright, golf.
Alright. PGA Tour. This guy, Dustin Johnson.
I don't know.
He got a 2-stroke penalty. He could have won the tournament. Yep. He got a 2-stroke penalty for grounding his club in a bunker, but he didn't know it was a bunker because people were standing on it.
Oh.
So someone should have told him it was a bunker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
That seems like pretty clear cut. Yeah. Who won instead?
I don't know, some asshole. How about Tiger Woods? Should he be on the Ryder Cup team?
No.
Okay, good answer.
He's too controversial.
No, he's not too controversial. He's just not good enough at golf.
Right. Okay. Because he brings too much attention to his personal life.
No, it's just that he's not playing well enough.
He's got all these mistresses coming onto the
field. No, it's just the golf game.
He just goes out there and has sex, and it's like it's just totally distracting. You know?
No, I think he should just start having sex with other women, and then his golf game will get better.
Yeah, probably. Or just stop apologizing about it, maybe.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you think he should, you know, he should probably just retire, right, from golf?
No.
I think it's time, right?
No. It's not time. You know, in golf, people retire. They retire when they're, like, 65.
Yeah, and he's, like, 65.
No, he's, like... 30. 35, maybe.
He's been playing golf for like 100 years.
He's been playing golf since he was like 2.
Right, exactly.
So he still has like 30 years left.
He's basically dead of cholera already.
No.
No, I mean, like, do you think there's any disease you get from playing golf for like 40 years? Or like health problems, you know, like arthritis or something?
I don't know.
Or like carpal tunnel?
I don't know.
We should try it.
Dude, this guy, this MIT professor, you know how you're supposed to, like, get arthritis from, like, cracking your knuckles?
Yeah, I mean, that's not true, though, right?
Well, okay, so he... Someone told him that when he was little. Yeah. So, to test it, he kept cracking his knuckles on only one hand to see if he would get arthritis.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't get arthritis in either hand.
Oh, wow. So he did that for, like, 100 years?
Yeah, he was, like, really old. He was, like, 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a... Wow.
Yeah.
Quite the MIT professor.
Yeah.
So, but does he play golf?
I don't know.
With either hand?
I don't know.
Okay. Is his office, like, in a bunker?
His office?
Yeah, his office.
Well, if it is, there's people standing in it, so you can't tell.
That's confusing. Yeah. That seems unfair.
Yeah, it is unfair.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, who should retire?
Who should retire?
Yeah.
Brett Favre?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Only if he's ready.
You don't want to rush him.
I mean, he did pretty well in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. He's all right. He's good.
He can keep going. Maybe he should take up golf.
Golf?
Golf? I wonder if it's any of the same skills.
Oh. Michael Jordan is pretty good at golf, right?
I thought he was... No, he's bad at baseball.
He's, like, okay at baseball.
I mean, he's better than me.
Okay, but here's the thing. If there's a lockout in the NFL in 2011...
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall is going to go to the NBA.
Who's Brandon Marshall?
The best receiver in the NFL.
Oh, is he...
He plays for the Miami Dolphins.
Is he good at basketball?
I don't know. He's pretty tall.
Okay. Is he pretty lean?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Anyway, they traded him away so they could draft Tim Tebow.
Oh, okay. He's destined for greatness.
He sucks.
Yeah?
Not as bad as Eli Manning. Eli Manning is the worst quarterback in the NFL. We saw him on Monday Night Football last night.
Yeah?
He sucks.
Wait, Monday Night Football, some night.
Last night.
Last night.
Yeah.
It was last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he, he sucked. He also... Guy's helmet ripped off because he ran into his own running back.
Aww.
And someone hit him and like he had to get 12 stitches.
That's a lot of stitches.
Yeah, because he's the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
But Tim Tebow's pretty bad too.
Is he?
Well, he's a winner though, so
okay.
He's gonna win games.
Well, I mean that seems pretty good.
He's got a history of winning.
Like that movie.
A history of violence.
No. Not like that.
Wait, what movie?
No, that's not.
Oh, okay. You know who I think likes that movie?
A History of Winning?
No, A History of Violence.
Viggo Mortensen.
I don't know. I was going to say Rose.
Rose?
Well, doesn't she like Viggo Mortensen?
Oh, yeah, true. In everything, though?
I don't know. Let's read Rose's blog. Decisions. I can't decide what kind of computer to buy. That searching for the perfect laptop is a fruitless, unyielding activity.
I should probably
just stop stalling and pick one already, damn it.
I don't think that's
I'm an elitist.
The meaning of the word unyielding.
Yeah, no, it's not.
And it'll be fruitful if you just... I mean, you just gotta pick one, right?
Dad. Actually, how did you feel about owning a Mac? Aren't those expensive? Your tuition is more expensive. Wait, those have webcams, right?
I don't know what her mom thinks about what tuition is.
Dude, Spike Jones, IKEA. Spike Jones is from Bethesda.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Let's go visit him.
Okay, so let's see. So, she's gonna buy an HP Pavilion versus MacBook Pro on fire. Who will win Rose's affection?
I like that, those spell check lines there in that picture. Definitely not a screenshot.
She abhors Apple fanboys.
Shouldn't that go... Oh. Do you know that wanna is not a word? Neither is webcams.
Neither is ish.
Oh my god.
I forgot about that.
Oh my god.
Alright, well, this is when the dream is starting.
What?
I don't know. Dude, can you fly in your dreams? Can you fly in your dreams?
Can I fly in my dreams? I don't know if I've ever had a flying dream, actually.
Okay, so I read online that I read online...
On a blog?
No, I read online that 99%
of people... Were you
reading away? What?! I read online that 99% of people can fly in their dreams.
Okay.
And I don't think that's true.
Where'd they get that statistic?
I don't know. But that seems wrong, right?
I mean, they probably incepted it, right?
I mean, it seems wrong, right?
I don't know, does it?
Like, I can't fly in my dreams.
Oh, you suck.
Wait, can you do it or not?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't remember ever doing it, really.
Okay, so then... It's bullshit.
Okay. Yeah, that's two people right here who can't do it.
Yeah, so...
Have you ever fallen?
Yeah, that happens a lot.
That doesn't happen to me either.
No, it's not like I'm falling. Like, a dream where I'm falling.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll, like, trip on, like, a... I'll be, like, walking downstairs, and I'll, like, trip on a step, uh-huh. And I, like, start falling, and I wake up.
Oh.
Or, like, I'll be, like, lying in bed, and I feel like I'm, like, falling through the bed, and I wake up.
Huh. But you always wake up right after?
Yeah. I don't have dreams where I'm just, like, falling for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. I don't think I've had either of those. So what's up with that?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, dreams are stupid.
No, dreams are awesome.
Let's not have any.
Okay. So, well, like, people who know how to, like, lucid dream.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I don't know. That seems like cheating. I mean, like, I don't know.
I just, I don't want to learn it because... Like, I feel like once you know it, you can't forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to enjoy my dreams.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not enjoyable.
Well, but, like, it would be enjoyable if you always knew that it was a dream. Maybe. I don't know.
No, that wouldn't be enjoyable. Maybe it would. Maybe it would be fun, like, once or twice or a few times. But eventually it would get old, I think. I mean, my imagination isn't that good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about dreams. It's like, you're always awake, so why would you want to always be awake? You want to be dreaming sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
I think it's good to sometimes be dreaming, and, you know, maybe it's great if you don't know if it's a dream or not.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I mean,
basically, when I don't know if it's a dream or not, I just, like, spin this coin here, and if it keeps spinning, then that's, like, a sign that it's, you know,